dog.
Live from Jesse's living room.
Welcome.
Your mother and my dad, the podcast.
This is my room.
Remember to speak up.
Oh, this is my room of the living variety.
Episode 65, we're looking at each other.
We are.
It's
terrible.
It's just for ourselves, though. We don't have to be weird about it.
I'm not being weird.
You got a mustache?
I do. So do you.
I shaved it.
You shaved your mustache?
Well, this isn't like a mustache. It's just like facial hair.
But there's more facial hair on your upper lip than there is on the rest of your face.
I would have shaved on Friday
mm-hmm.
because I went to the Sunshine Coast.
Right. And everyone knows when you go there, you shave.
No, because we were seeing family.
Oh.
So you wanted me to feed your cats on Saturday?
Yeah, because I was going away and I thought, just in case you were available and no one else was, but it turns out my mother was available. Not the mother who ate my dog, but just like my normal mother.
So you went away to Vancouver? Wasn't that long ago.
Wasn't that long ago, and yet I forget. Yes. Yep, it was Vancouver. Burnaby, I guess, more specifically.
You took the ferry.
Yes, I took a ferry. I walked on.
Crazy ferries these days.
Yeah, you can't trust them. We live on an island that has no reliable way to get off.
To roll my sleeves up, I'm all warm. Okay. Before we started, you said something about a ritual before any...
It's not so much a ritual. It's just what I do with my phone when I'm on the podcast. I just go to the movie that we're watching, in this case, Prince of Darkness, and I just hit the cast. And then I just have this open the whole time. I don't usually look up anything else.
Interesting. Yes. Prince of Darkness.
It was a movie we watched.
That is a movie we watched. What do we normally do before?
We're normally like, so how was your week?
Do you see any movies?
No.
I don't think I did either.
I haven't been watching any movies. I was going to watch a comfort movie because I was feeling a little like down. I was going to watch The Mask of Zorro.
Right.
But I didn't end up doing that. I was like too lazy to watch a movie, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Normally, when we go visit the aunts, it was Megan's aunts who went to visit. They live on the Sunshine Coast. Have you been to the Sunshine Coast?
I've been. Where is that specifically?
Like you take the ferry, you mm-hmm. go to Nanaimo,
mm-hmm.
you take the ferry to Horseshoe Bay,
mm-hmm.
then you take the ferry from Horseshoe Bay to Langdale.
So it's on the island?
No, it's on the Sunshine Coast. So it takes us off the island.
Why do you need to be on a ferry to get to the coast if you're already on the coast that you need to be on?
Because it's isolated. It's like an island. But they have t-shirts that say, we're not an island.
Okay. I've heard of the Sunshine Coast numerous times, never been.
It's lovely. I probably want to move there. Sunshine Coast.
I probably want to move there.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great retirement place. It's a 180-kilometer stretch of paradise that's tucked into the southwest corner of mainland British Columbia. But you need a ferry to get there.
That's crazy. Is it like surrounded by mountains?
It's surrounded by water.
But it's not an island?
It's not an island. No. I don't know. Do you have a map?
No.
Oh, my God. Sunshine Coast map. Well, I can't show it to you. It's like there's mountains around it.
Okay.
You take the...
You just said it was surrounded by water.
It's like here.
Uh-huh.
So, like, from Vancouver, you take the ferry... And then you can all take the ferry from Powell River to come down.
Okay, you see that island that's right under your finger? Move your finger. Bowen Island?
Yeah, there's a ferry to Bowen as well.
Yeah, I'm going to Bowen Island this weekend for a race.
Oh, that's crazy. If you go to Horseshoe Bay, you take the ferry to
Bowen. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
Don't get on the ferry to Langdale.
No.
That's something different.
We're walking on to Horseshoe Bay, and then there's another ferry to Bowen Island.
Yes, and you can...
Walk on both ways.
Probably. We bought a ticket... On the ferry to Langdale, so we didn't have to go back to walk down to buy a ticket.
You just buy while you're on route, as some would say.
Used to work for BC Ferries.
You did.
Why
is the ferry down?
I haven't worked there in years. They found a dead body in Obey today.
Yeah, that's cool. I know you like dead bodies.
I love dead bodies. And I don't know.
People.
I don't know if it's like a murder's on the loose, but.
They didn't say it was suspicious.
Well, I didn't read much about it. Just they found a body.
Easy dead body, and that's an open and shut case. That's all you really want.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So no movies. We watch a lot of the news. Old people love watching news.
Right.
One thing you don't see much about on the news is go to the bathroom, do the scratching thing. That's not him.
That's not her.
Well, I guess it's not going to happen.
We're not going to get a performance. You're out here. He's not going to do it.
If I talk like a female,
mm-hmm.
do you think he would be convinced that I was Mackenzie?
No. He's not stupid. And like they go on sense a lot. I don't think you smell at all like Mackenzie.
We should go see if we're recording. We're still recording. Okay. So we're recording in person for the first time.
First time ever.
Episode 65 in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bird paintings.
Yes. A lot of birds.
Big bird energy here.
Yeah. Not the Sesame Street character.
One of the reasons, but probably not the only reason why we're doing this, is because this is the last time we're recording in quite some time.
Yes, I will be going away on a massive trip.
Which we've already talked about. We didn't need
to
talk
about it. Up again. No, they know.
But you're going to Samoa, and I have some facts about Samoa. Just okay. Like you prepared.
Okay.
But they're for kids. 25 Samoa facts for kids.
25.
Okay. We don't have to go through all...
25 would be a lot to get through.
25, but they're like bite-sized. Do you know what the flag looks like?
Yes, it's blue and white.
No.
And red.
Yes, well, technically yes. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Blue, white, and red.
Yeah.
Much like the other Oceania countries.
Right.
Samoa is located in Oceania.
That I knew. By American Samoa.
It belongs to the Polynesian Islands. The group of islands lie halfway between Hawaii and New Zealand. You've been to Hawaii, you have not been to New Zealand.
Correct.
Two main islands in Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which island you're going to be on?
The one with the capital city.
The largest island of Samoa is Savali. Savai?
Yep. That's the one.
But the most populated island is Upolu. So maybe Upolu?
It's one of them.
Okay. 60% of the country is forested. A lot of trees on Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of waterfalls and water holes.
Yes, water holes. I've seen the water holes.
Samoa used to be in New Zealand. Used to belong to New Zealand.
It belonged to New Zealand. Okay.
1962 was when it gained independence.
But now it's owned by America?
No, it's independent.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what the name of Samoa was until 1997?
No.
Western Samoa.
Western, yes.
The capital city is...
Apia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
I knew that one. That's where the event is happening.
207,000 people live on the Samoan Islands. I don't know how accurate that is now. Three quarters of all Samoans live on Upolu.
Okay.
Which is probably where you're going to be.
Yes.
Tofa means goodbye. Talofa means hello. Okay.
Talofa. It's like hello.
You're going to be in Samoa, on Samoa, on a Sunday?
Yes, but they're very religious there, so not much will be happening.
Very Christian.
Very Christian, yes.
Mainly Protestant.
Protestant, yes.
Over 99% of the population over 15 years old can read and write. Great school system there.
Okay, yes.
A lot of fire dances.
Mm-hmm.
Most popular sports in Samoa, rugby, cricket, netball, and volleyball.
Oh.
Should play some netball while you're there.
I'll consider it.
You could swim with turtles and dolphins or whatever.
Okay.
And last but not least, the main agricultural products are fish and coconuts.
Very good.
Facts about Samoa. You can read more. You probably want to read more about that in the next week or so.
Yeah, just to brush up because I'll be there and all that. So
it's a long flight, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like a 12-hour flight to Fiji. Well, pretty long layover in Fiji. And then it's like a 2-hour flight from Fiji.
That's cool.
Yeah, should be all right.
Cool, cool, cool. The problem I have is I'm a quiet talker, and that's not going to come across very well.
Well, you can, when you post it, you can turn up the volume, right?
Yes. Doesn't mean that's going to sound good.
Post.
You have production. Three laptops here?
Yes, and none of them are mine. This is not mine. That top one's not mine. That bottom one, and also not mine.
But you have a PS4, a Switch, and an Xbox 360, all yours.
The Xbox 360 is not mine. The Switch is mine, and the PlayStation 4 is mine.
Globe?
That is a globe. Yes, very accurate.
Does it open up, like, with drinks in it?
It's not a bar globe, no. If you like, I have water in my fridge.
That's okay.
You brought your own water, so. That's just a comedic effect.
I'm the guest here, but I feel like I'm talking a lot. So anything you want to bring up before we jump into Prince of Darkness?
No, I feel like that's our whole sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a whole shtick.
In 65 episodes, though, we probably talk less about the movie than we do other stuff.
Yeah, I feel like we get further and further away from talking about the movie and just kind of talk in general. But then when we talk about the movie, I feel like I talk a little bit more about the movie. But like pre and post movie, you talk more. Do you think that's about right? Or do you think you talk equally about the movie?
No, I think you talk more about the movie. You're more smart.
I don't think I'm smart. 99% of the time when I'm saying things about the movie, I'm like, this probably sounds really stupid and wrong. But then I just kind of go with it. And it's been 65 episodes, so why stop what I've been doing?
Yeah. A year and a half. 18 months.
Pretty long time.
Okay. Sorry, let me just get comfortable.
My bed is that's not a bed. That's a couch. We're not in the bedroom. I don't want to be clear about that. The couch has like plastic on the cushions.
For these guys?
Yeah. But like the cushions have a cover, right? But under the cover is like a foam cushion. Mm-hmm. But over the foam cushion, we put plastic. And then put the cushion cover over both of those things, just in case the cats, get any wise ideas. Because this one has peed on things before. It's been a long time, knock on wood, but she has done it before. And so to avoid having to clean a giant foam cushion, we just have to clean the cover.
Smart.
He's just biting his foot. Don't worry about that. You notice on a movie that's come out recently.
Oh. Yeah, Barbie. People close to me want to go see it.
I have to wait.
You would have to wait. I'm not that interested.
I want to wait until Mackenzie comes back. But she's had that since she was a kid.
Megan has a Hilary Duff one, much like this one. But no Hilary Duff movies coming out anytime soon. I don't think I need to see Barbie in a theater. I think Oppenheimer would be fun.
Right. If you got 3 hours to spare or whatever.
Yeah. I want to see Tenet as well.
I heard another not movie. Great things about that one.
Yeah, they're like, you hate it, which is what people think about this movie.
Is it?
Apparently. I did read that.
When I was talking to Little Ben at my work, he's one of the constant listeners. And he heard that we were watching this movie. Uh-huh. He was very excited and said it was very good. We have three Bens at my work. Little, medium, and big.
And what makes them little, medium, or big?
Big Ben is 6'10". Uh-huh. And just kind of like a big, big dude.
Okay, makes sense.
Little Ben is probably around 5'6", if I were to guess.
Okay.
Kind of a smaller gentleman.
Medium Ben is a normal.
Medium Ben is also quite a large guy. He's like 6'2 or 6'3, I would say. So he's not, but I mean, compared to 6'10, he's medium.
Okay.
But if you were to pick him out of a crowd just by himself. He wouldn't say, oh, that must be a medium Ben. No.
Right. He's just the medium Ben because there's somebody taller than him.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Three Ninjas movies?
No, but I do know that Victor Wong is in those, and I think that's why you're bringing that up.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, who? Why is that guy so familiar? Because he's a sensei or whatever.
Right. He must have been in another movie that I've seen. By the way, I really like when you click his thing on Google, and it just like brings up this guy that's definitely not him.
Definitely not him. Yeah. He's been dead for years.
But I was like, this is a guy that I recognize. I don't recognize anyone else. But I bet you I've seen something that he's in.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of John Carpenter movies.
Right.
Tremors. The grandpa. He's the grandpa in The Three Ninjas, but none of the kids were Asian.
Right.
He also died on September 12, 2001, the day after.
Whoa.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Okay, so Prince of Darkness. 1987, John Carpenter. Apparently, this is the second of a trilogy.
Yeah, like the Apocalypse trilogy or something?
Yeah, so we saw The Thing. We might have seen it together. I can't remember.
I think we did.
Kurt Russell. Great movie. They remade it. I can't. It's unlikely that it's good. That can't be comfortable.
Okay, there you go, sweetheart.
And then a third movie that I've never heard of before that came out in 94,
mm-hmm.
In the Mouth of Madness, which is apparently a cult film that people like.
I would say clearly, if you've seen The Thing, they must have had a much bigger budget for that movie. This is definitely a lower budget movie.
$3 million for Prince of Darkness? Because it was just in like a church.
Yeah, and it was like kind of, the quality of the filming was like not that great. Unless it was just like the copy that I saw.
$15 million for The Thing. Right. I mean, 5 years difference too. No, it wasn't great quality.
No. It definitely had that campy VHS movie vibe.
I mean, that was the reason why I wanted to pick the movie.
Yeah. It especially had that at the beginning. It's like, okay, this is a campy like movie that we've seen. It's like a genre we're used to. It's like not very good acting. And hopefully some interesting scenes thrown in.
Not very good acting?
But no, that's what it felt like at the beginning.
Did you see the guy with the mustache? The mustache guy?
There was a mustache guy.
One of the main characters?
Oh, yes. Yes. He looked like you a little.
I didn't see it, but...
And he also looked like the guy from Where the Millers a little. Jason Sudeikis, is that his name?
Yeah. Apparently he's been in all of, like a lot of... John Carpenter movies.
Okay.
He looks a little familiar, but he was supposed to be playing a college student.
Yeah.
He looked 40.
There was a couple of characters in the movie that were like, oh, you're in college? You're definitely 40 or 50 years old.
Have you ever seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No. I don't watch TV.
Okay.
But yeah, the beginning of this movie was like, seemed like it was going to be really low budget and I'm not expecting great things. But then it delivered some pretty decent acting at times, although not perfect throughout.
I didn't like the acting too much.
Yeah. But it's better than what I've seen.
It was.
And then also the effects, especially, it was all practical effects. Those were good. That's what I think you come to expect with the John Carpenter movie, especially if you've seen The Thing.
I mean, the woman who had Satan inside of, and that was great.
Water gushing out of the head, or into, sorry, the head.
Yeah, the pulling of the Satan arm through the.
That was cool. That was cool.
That was cool. Yeah, no, this movie was good.
Good.
It was a good pick, I think. I mean, it was. I talk about, over and over again, I talk about going back to our roots.
You definitely did that. This, it was like, if we watched this when we were living together, it would have been high on our list, I think.
Maybe this should have been a movie that we watched together, but just not.
It doesn't seem
COVID, you know.
Yeah.
We're just two busy working dudes.
Too busy working dudes. Yeah, I would agree. It was cool seeing the blending of like religious things and the like science. That was fun.
Yeah.
Don't you think? And like all the characters, you know how there's always like a lot of, all the characters are really like stupid and they do like stupid things that they shouldn't do. All these characters were smart.
Yeah. Turned the genre on its head a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I liked that.
Because they were scientists. Well,
and I also liked, you know how at one point, I would say probably like 3/4 of the way through the movie, the sun comes up. They're like, oh, the sun's coming up. Mm-hmm. And usually that happens like at the end. It's like, oh, all the bad stuff has happened. The sun's coming up. It's all okay now. But the sun came up when shit was still bad. I thought that was different.
That was cool. Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper was in it. Very briefly.
Stabbed a guy.
With a bike.
Yeah. I liked how they had homeless people.
Yeah. Give them some work.
Well, just like that. So they couldn't leave.
Right. That's what was keeping them in.
And then, there's a lot. Normally in a movie, I'd be like, I need a reason why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I didn't need a reason why there were all these bugs coming out of the dude. Satan.
Yeah, Satan. Satan can do lots of different things.
Having low expectations for a film is so great.
It really is. I also had very low expectations. And I think it helps, too, that the beginning of the film wasn't very promising. I'm like, oh, this is really going to be bad. But then it like got better.
Yeah.
And it was a slow burn at the beginning.
Yeah. And it was a classic, like, oh, we're in school. Dude looks at a girl. I'm going to win her.
Did you think he was going to be the bad guy?
No.
I thought, like, the way they were playing it at the beginning, that he was, like, being kind of creepy.
Well, he was creepy, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought maybe that was going to be played into and he would end up being the bad guy. But he was never really the bad guy. Just kind of sexist that one time. Sorry, there's a freight train going by. Just...
1987, so it's going to happen.
Freight train?
It's going to be sexist.
Oh, sexist. But it was self-aware. She's like, I didn't like that. That was very sexist. He's like, I was just kidding. She's like, okay, I'm into that.
I mean, the ending, a little bit, touching on the ending, with him, like, the trope of, like, waking up after a bad dream, like, something's happening, and he wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Then the double take, he wakes up twice.
Yeah.
That was pretty lame.
That was a little lame.
Not a big fan.
No. The whole romantic, you know, I feel like it could have done without having the romantic part that some films feel the need to do. It didn't feel like it really added all that much to it. I mean, I guess it sort of played into like the decision that she made at the end. You know, where she like save him immediately or push Devil Lady into the mirror, you know?
It should have been a no-brainer decision.
Should have been a no-brainer. You hardly knew this guy. You just met him.
He's much older than you.
Yeah. But she, at the same time, she didn't know that maybe she did. Did she know that pushing her into the mirror would help the situation?
The Satan hand was coming out. I think so. She saw that.
Right. That's definitely Satan.
But I don't know if she knew pushing. I think anybody knew pushing would.
And I felt like she could have pushed without also going in. You just could kind of push with the arms and don't move your body.
Yeah. But she wasn't really like a football player. She's just
kind of like a lady.
Scientist.
Right.
Though, the one ridiculous thing that I enjoyed was the priest. Just one-handing the axe and just destroying the mirror. Just all haphazardly. Just like, there's no way.
No, I don't think so. But I mean,
at the end of the movie, it's like, I've got to finish this somehow, you know?
Yeah, give it a pass, you know? I did like when he was chopping off the arm and it kind of grew back, like Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, and the head. The head didn't grow back.
No. But it
would be cool if it grew back. What? Oh, like Men in Black. I don't know.
Oh, Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub, a fan of the show.
He is a fan of the show. What do you think? You think of all the people that have been in the movies we've seen. Who's most likely to, if we showed them our podcast or like reached out to them on like social media, who's the most likely to be like, oh, I'll give it a watch. Even if they're just being polite and they actually won't.
The main guy from Primer. Episode one. If not the guy from Code 8, he's Canadian. Amel.
Mm-hmm.
Steven or Robbie, don't know which.
I think
Nicolas Cage.
Be Nick Cage, Tony Shalhoub, maybe that's why I bring it up, or perhaps
Tony Shalhoub.
Gina Davis, who wasn't in any of the movies.
No, Gina Davis, I don't believe.
Nope.
Jim Varney's dead.
Jim Varney is dead, although I think he might have been up there.
Kermit the Frog?
I think it's possible.
I mentioned this earlier, but I went to the Sunshine Coast this weekend visiting aunts of a significant other I have. What are you looking for?
Nothing. I'm just looking at the list.
And we were all having some wine and talking to each other, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our aunts brought up the podcast, and she was like, Peanut Butter Falcon was my favorite movie as well. Something you watched. You listen to the podcast? Nobody told me.
Another listener.
So, shout out to another listener.
Last year when I was going to Seattle for a race.
For the Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, that was last year.
How was that?
How was it? It was great.
Okay.
But we were stuck at the border for like 4 hours. And at one point, I was like, do you guys want to listen to the podcast?
And nobody did.
No. So we put it on for like 10 minutes or so. I had a bit of secondhand embarrassment. You know, like I didn't want to be there while they were listening. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they thought it was really funny. So that made me feel kind of good. It's because we got kind of like a dry humor going on.
I get secondhand embarrassment pretty easily, even if it's not even, I'm not even involved. Like if, have you ever done the TELUS Health?
I did it once, yeah.
Megan had one tonight. Which didn't actually happen, but when she has them and I'm in the same room, it's like, ugh.
Right. I go in the other room, put headphones on. I don't even want to hear anything that's happening. Or like when I'm watching, or when I used to watch American Idol and like the audition's not going well. Yeah. I can't watch.
When I'm watching America's Got Talent show and they don't have talent. Oh my God. Yeah.
Secondhand embarrassment.
Sorry about the fire throwing. The film was released on 4K in 2019.
That would have been good to see in 4K. I watched it on DVD. Wait. You wait there.
It's a great cover.
I'm coming back. My cover is different.
His cover is different. 1988, the film was nominated for a Saturn Award for Best Music.
Coming back with the DVD that I rented.
Saturn Award for Best Music it was nominated for. Did it have good music? I don't...
Yeah, and John Carpenter made the music. He does that for his movies sometimes.
So he directed, he wrote it, and he wrote the music?
Yeah. See, look. I think that's Alice Cooper.
That's Alice Cooper for sure. He's not even in the movie, really.
Not really.
It is evil, it is real, it is awakening.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not... I like the other cover better.
The other cover is much better, yeah. Wow, that's...
But anyway, I thought I'd show you that.
This is as big as it goes.
Oh, yeah, you have to squint for that. Yes, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, because of the Satan juice.
The juice, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was as good of a movie... There was a lot of good things about it, for an 80s horror movie.
Mm-hmm. I did. You also, there was like, you know, there was some problems in terms of like, you were saying like, oh, I didn't like when the priest just like destroyed the mirror with one arm and that whole thing. Part of it was like, oh, I need all these students to go to this church. Like, don't ask why. We're just all going there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know about that. It doesn't seem all that believable. Like, would you go, oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Is it for extra credit?
Right. And he's like, you'll get better grades. I can tell you that right now. Was it worth it?
For some people, no.
For most people.
For Walter, was that his name? Yes. Walter ended up...
Walter was fine.
Doing great. I mean, he had a little bit... A little spook when he was stuck in that closet.
He definitely had, like, the most lines. Or up there, anyway. The most quips. He was, like, the quip guy.
He was the quip guy. I read that maybe he was... So, this movie, apparently, was... The Satan spraying juice was like a metaphor for AIDS, like the AIDS crisis.
Oh, really?
And he made some like homosexual comments.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only one, I think. But so that was pretty interesting.
Is that something that John Carpenter has like said?
Well, that's what IMDb. There's some IMDb stuff on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna look for it now. You'll just have to assume that... It makes sense that,
with the time frame.
Yeah, the 80s. The guy with the mustache.
Right. Mustache is synonymous with AIDS.
So when I think of Walter, I think of AIDS for some reason. That's not good. The opening credits last for 9 minutes. I don't know if I remember that.
Well, it was more like he's playing the movie and then every once in a while would flash up some names, you know?
That's true, because like I looked at when it... Like when it ended, it was like the 10-minute mark. Like, oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There's an alternate version. Oh, television versions are slightly re-edited, suggesting that all that takes place in the film is just a dream that Mustache Guy's having.
Oh, I see. Yeah. He just, when he wakes up, they somehow edit that into it being, he was dreaming it the whole thing, the whole time.
Yeah. And he's always doing the card tricks. I didn't like him very much.
He wasn't my favorite character.
Great mustache.
But then again, I don't know if I had a favorite character, really. The main girl, I guess. The redheaded girl. What was her name? Susan?
Susan? Does that sound right? Catherine. Yeah, Catherine. And then... Susan was the one that was possessed.
Yes. Yes. I thought she was all right. But yeah, acting, I would say overall, not amazing.
Nope.
But you don't really need acting.
What? Is there a horror movie, an 80s horror movie that has good acting?
Reanimator.
Oh my God. It's a movie I should rewatch.
That has pretty good acting. Or... Like, Evil Dead. Evil Dead 2, maybe. I think that's pretty good acting.
Sure.
But you're right. I guess it's more... It doesn't go with the genre, if you will. The Thing has really good acting.
The Thing does not seem like it will be in this genre of film, though. Like, it seems like an actual...
But it's from the 80s. It came before this.
It's from the 80s, and it's technically a horror movie, but it seems more like a well-established Hollywood film than something like this.
I guess so. It had more of a budget. But that is sort of like the, you know, upper echelon of this type of movie, I suppose.
Kurt Russell. This
excellent movie.
Kurt Russell came from The Thing. There wasn't an actor that came from this movie that you're like, oh,
right,
they were in this?
Right.
I mean, I guess... Victor Wong, if you're a fan of the Three Ninjas movies, I had them on VHS growing up. And the last one that they did was at a theme park where Hulk Hogan was the bad guy.
I haven't seen the Three Ninja movies, so.
I mean.
I could probably skip them, I assume.
They were good as a child.
Right.
I don't know. The acting was probably bad. Mm-hmm. There was some action. The kids won in the end. Hulk Hogan had hair. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy time. 94, 95 is when the last movie came out.
Hmm.
Just a wee lad. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
It was a 100-minute movie. Kind
it
of,
was.
Kind of right where we want it.
Yeah. Hit the right time frame. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're at the 35-minute mark. Sure. Let's jump into scores. How about?
Okay. Let's do that.
This is your house. You are. I didn't have the dessert yet. You are. I'm the guest, so I'll let you decide who does what first.
You can give the acting first.
I can do the acting first?
Yep.
Okay. The movie itself didn't need good acting.
Mm-hmm.
The acting was, I'd say, subpar. Like, it probably wasn't average acting, probably a little bit worse than that. Mm-hmm. Mustache guy wasn't very good. The Victor Wong professor, I mean, there were periods of time where I thought, was he being bad at acting on purpose to make it seem more believable that he's just a professor?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Everybody else was fine, I guess. So I'll give it a 4. 4 out of 10.
I was going to go down that path too. And then I thought of when all the actors were then possessed and how well they did acting possessed.
Right.
I thought they did pretty good. Especially the female characters. They're very foreboding.
But isn't that easier to do than
It is. But it was believable. I mean, I've never seen anyone truly possessed. But, I feel like it was accurate.
Okay.
So that gives me a couple extra points. Not extra score points, just extra points,
Understood.
So I'll give it a 5 out of 10. A little better than a 4. I like the scary acting, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You go ahead and give ending.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't know when the ending would start necessarily. How about, for me, maybe it's when... So Susan's in bed. Susan the devil girl's in bed, and she's changing all of it over the place, which I thought was very cool.
Yes.
When she wakes up, and then then all of a sudden he's like, oh, yeah, I need to get out of here.
Right.
I like the ending quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
All the action mm-hmm. happened in the ending. The fight scenes, they were very realistic fight scenes. So I don't know if you remember, but Walter leaves the hole that they've got for him. Yeah. And the two come after him, and then they just start hitting her with bricks.
Yes.
But that was pretty cool. And then they were the mustache guy was fighting the first possessed guys, the guy who tried to
cut his own neck.
And they were it seemed realistic fighting versus what you might see in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought it got points for me.
Okay.
And then the Satan hand through the,
that was cool.
Through the plasma or whatever.
Yeah.
The mirror. The mustache guy waking up twice was kind of lame. So he lost points for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then him trying to do it to the mirror. And then what do you possess to? I give it 8 out of 10.
That's quite the score you've given the ending.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I also start in my mind, the ending is when she's like transforming. Like I said, I would say like as soon as she gets out of bed.
Right.
It's like, there's the ending right there. The effects were really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like her skin effects and stuff. And yeah, the thing with the mirror. I also like how it looked like when it cut to like inside the mirror, like it was underwater, but that was still pretty cool. Especially when Catherine like went careening into the mirror and she's kind of like submerged there. It like looks really sick. I like that as well.
Sick.
Sick, very sick. And I actually liked the very, very end when he's like about to put his hand to the mirror and I'm like, oh shit, what's going to happen? Is it like going to go right through? Is nothing going to happen? But then it doesn't show us. Kind of liked that. But then also, yeah, the trope of like him waking up. It's like, oh, it's just a dream. And then he turns, he goes, oh, and then it was just a dream again. Yeah, it's kind of been done.
The axe throw.
Maybe this is the first movie that's ever done it.
Maybe, yeah.
So we can't be too critical because we don't know that for sure. I also like when Walter just like yeeted them out of the window. They both got yeeted. That was kind of fun. And I do agree that it was like, all right, you guys just fight, but don't make it like just like you're really fighting each other. That was pretty, pretty accurate. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Not quite an 8, but it was a very nice ending.
Would you have rather his hand at the end go through the mirror? And then you'd be like, oh my God, it was.
Yeah, I would rather have like it go in like just barely. Like, you know, the end of Inception when this top is spinning?
Yeah.
And then you see it just like barely. Yeah, like that. I would have liked that. But I did also like the fact that we don't know.
And we haven't known for 36 years.
36 years later, we're still wondering. Maybe we can ask John Carpenter.
Is he still alive?
You
had to guess.
If I had to guess, I would say yes.
He is still alive.
Nice. How old is he?
Only 75.
Oh, he's thriving. He's doing great. I'll ask him.
Is he making anything these days? 2010 was the last movie, The Ward.
Okay.
He's enjoying retirement.
Oh, I didn't know that. He only participated in the first Halloween movie. It looks like, yep. Yes. But they've made, you know, like 12 of those. That's interesting.
They Live is a movie that I have on my list, and that I almost picked for this one as well. Didn't realize it was also John Carpenter.
Yep. Escape from New York. I've seen Dark Star, they did on Welcome to the Basement, so I've seen some of that, but not like the whole thing. And they also did Big Trouble in Little China. But I actually haven't seen too many of his movies. Just
big Kurt Russell guy.
Halloween, The Thing, and now The Prince of Darkness. And I also haven't seen They Live. I know it's a classic. I should get on that. But like, I feel like I've seen enough clips. I'm like, yeah, I know what happens. You know?
Yeah. Escape from New York and Big Trouble in Little China I should see as well. Anyways, how about you do your score first?
Okay. I liked the practical effects quite a bit. And I also did like the music. At first, I didn't like the music. I'm like, this is very repetitive. It's just like dun, 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 dun. Kind of like that over and over again. Wasn't quite like that, but then I felt near the end, it sort of like added to the whole atmosphere nicely. Like the madness of the situation, it just like kept wearing down on you. And then I just started kind of liking it. I was like, oh, this kind of fits actually. And the ending was a big bonus as well. I feel like that's one of the biggest impressions that a horror movie like this has is the ending. So you really focus on that. Like if it has a shitty ending, it kind of ruins the whole thing. But it didn't. It had a nice, nice ending. The acting was not stupendous. And I did like bringing it back to like the homeless people. That was interesting. It wasn't like super clear why they were like, I guess they may have. That one lady was like, oh, thanks for bringing the church back. So maybe they were like followers from before or something. Didn't really get that part too much. But it was nice having, like, I feel like if you've seen, like, haunted house movies, I know this is a haunted house, but it's like a haunted building, if you will. They can't get out because the house won't let them, you know. But in this case, it was like, there's like these zombie like homeless people outside that won't let you. So that was kind of fun as well. Score out of 10, huh?
Yep. The 65th time you're doing it.
I think for the 65th time, I will give it a 6.5. 65 out of 100.
Chronicles of Riddick and The Foreigner. 6.5.
Yeah, this is the same as The Chronicles of Riddick, I'd say.
And The Foreigner?
You only give The Chronicles of Riddick a 5, huh?
Your cat.
Yeah, my cat's, he likes to lie right there. Chronicles of Riddick.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember liking that movie.
Sorry. Okay. Score out of 10. I think the movie would have been worse if we saw more of the Satan or the anti-god.
Mm-hmm.
So I like just giving us a little taste.
A little taste. See what it tastes like.
Yeah, acting not great.
No.
But it didn't need to be great. This was a great pick for a movie.
Just keep tooting your own horn. That's
great
fine.
Pick for a movie.
Great pick for a movie, Josh.
It's always good to go back. Sometimes it doesn't work, though, when you pick. I picked a bad, like that house. What was that? Not The Wicker Man. Remember the movie? Was that last year?
The House?
Well, there was that. Was that last year? Oh, Silent Night, Bloody Night. I guess that was 70s.
Silent Night, Bloody Night. I'll tell you, I don't remember anything about that movie.
It was just like a. There was a house in it. That's all I remember from that one.
Obviously, it left an impression.
I'm giving the movie a 7 out of 10. It was just a great 80s horror movie that I enjoyed throughout.
Yes.
No boring parts.
Yeah. Solid movie.
Solid movie.
Solid movie. Just about as good as Chronicles of Riddick.
Technically worse.
Right, if you combine the scores.
Because I didn't like that. But yeah, Prince of Darkness 65, Your Mother and Me Died the Podcast from Jesse's living room.
From my living room. Is it everything you hoped it would be? It is somehow easier when we're doing it in person, actually.
You did.
It's not easier logistically, but it's easier to talk about the movie.
It's technically easier logistically because we only have one microphone.
Right, technologically speaking.
No headphones.
But you have to like drive all the way here.
Yeah.
And most times like my girlfriend would be home and...
We don't like her.
Right.
Just kidding. Yeah.
She doesn't listen anyway, so...
I also have that problem.
Yeah.
Just fine. Good.
They love that, being super supportive. Totally happy that I'm doing a podcast.
She let me drive here, even though
she let you
spent the whole day apart working.
Yeah,
she let me come over here so she could read her book.
Yeah,
she reads.
We have great partners, so they don't need to listen. They could just let us, you know.
You don't. I assume you haven't picked a movie for next week. You don't have to pick a movie.
No, that's way on the back burner. I have not thought of anything.
If you had to pick a movie, though, what movie would it be? Barbie. Man, Barbie would be a good one. Think of all the listens we get.
Oh, we'd just be so popular. I don't know. I hadn't really thought of it too much. Oh, sorry. Excuse the motorcycle gang.
But you don't have to. Just we'll talk to all the Bens in whenever you're back. Yeah. We can call it a day if you want.
49 minutes. We still have to do the box office game.
We don't have to do anything.
Let's do it. I like the box office game.
Okay. What's 19?
Now I can see it.
Yeah. It's much easier. 1997.
Sony Pictures made $109 million by the seventh week. Still made $5 million in the seventh week. That's not so bad.
Do you want to start at one or five?
Let's start at one. Number one.
Starting at one.
If it's a Sony, it's not going to be animated by 1997. So we should get the actor. If it's animated, always go tagline. If it's the actor, Tom Cruise.
87 Sony Pictures.
97.
Oh, 97. 87 was the movie we just watched. Okay. 97.
Are the Mission Impossible movies?
They're not Sony, I don't think. But they I think they're early 2000s.
They 97. I was going to say Days of Thunder. That's too early.
That's, yeah.
97. It's got a lot of legs. It's been in, if it's been in the theaters this long, it's probably like an Oscar thing. Maybe it's, no, 97. Boy, that's tough.
90. What's he doing? It's going to be like, he did some movies with Nicole Kidman, like Eyes Wide Shut.
Right. Could be that. Who's the next?
Renee Zellweger. I know.
You know it?
Let me just try to remember the name of it. Yes. No. Show Me the Money. Cuba Gooding Jr. will be after three.
Not Toby Maguire. Jerry Maguire.
Tom and Jerry.
Jerry Maguire. Got it. Have not seen that movie.
Me neither, but I have seen the Show Me the Money.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. 6 weeks.
6 weeks, but $5 million. It hasn't made
any money.
Oh, that's a problem.
New Line in 97. Genre. Drama, romance. Oh, that's an issue.
Sandra Bullock.
97. This wouldn't be like a Speed.
No, that's not really super romantic.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be like a 28 Days.
I don't even know what she's in. She in Miss
Congeniality. She is in Miss Congeniality, yeah. What year did that come out? It wouldn't be a drama, though.
It also would have made more than $5 million, probably.
Yeah. Probably would have come out around that time.
Who's the other actor? Ow.
Chris O'Donnell. Oh, we're talking to Robin from Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. Mackenzie. Oh, is that Sean Austin's?
That says Aston.
Sean Astin? Is that
I don't think we're going to have any hope in getting this one. In war, they found each other. In each other, they found love.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of hope here.
What? Yes.
Oh.
The love, in love and war.
Love and war. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that. No.
Another Sony.
Second week, $18 million. Not terrible. Not good legs. It's so, kind of lost a lot of money after the first week, but.
It wouldn't be genre, or you wouldn't want genre because it wouldn't be.
Give me the actor. Chris Farley.
Wow. I only know one Chris Farley movie, and that's Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy is what I was going to say. That feels like a 97 movie to me.
I thought he was dead by then.
It's not Tommy Boy. That's a problem. That's Nicolette Sheridan.
She's in The Desperate Housewives. That doesn't help any of us.
Let's get the tagline.
Don't know who that is.
Robin Cho.
He puts the moral back in combat.
Chris Farley wasn't in a Mortal Kombat movie, though. Was he?
He puts the moral back in combat, so.
Was he in a ninja movie? No, he was in a ninja movie.
He was in a ninja movie, yeah.
What the hell is the name of that movie?
I can picture him.
Ninja. Fat ninja. He was definitely in a ninja movie. I remember it. Oh, I remember it. And he was like, wears white. You know what I mean? He's like got a white.
We're going to come back to
it. Okay.
Touchstone, $18 million, second week. The genre is huge. Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy, Touchstone, 97.
What's it called? Like, Welcome to America or something? What's that called?
That's an 80s movie, I think.
Oh.
Touch. I'm thinking Nutty Professor.
Give us the tagline. I think that'll tell us a lot with an Eddie Murphy movie.
San Francisco's top police officer negotiator is about to get more than he ever bargained for. It's not Nutty Professor.
I don't know what other was he. He wasn't in the Lethal Weapon movies.
Coming to America was what it's called, but it's in. That's an 80.
Right.
I don't know who Kim Maiori is or Art Evans.
Was he in like a Miami Vice movie? Was he in? He wouldn't be Miami Vice because it says San Francisco.
97 is tough. I think I might have seen this movie. Kim Maiori. Art Evans. All right. Okay, let's just get the plot. Roper. Is it called Blown Heist? Bank Heist? That's a different movie.
I don't know this one either.
Hollywood Pictures. Never heard of it. $30 million.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Musical. History drama. Madonna. I mean, she wasn't Selena.
She wasn't Selena?
No, she wasn't Selena.
Oh.
Antonio Banderas.
What?
Oh, this is going to be like, not like Sandcastles or something.
Sandcastles?
Madonna did a movie that has like a pink, it's like a pink, it's like a beach setting cover.
History, a musical, so she must have been playing a musical artist of some kind.
Herself?
Give us a tagline. Eventually that'll give it to us.
The most anticipated motion picture event of the year.
What kind of fucking tagline is that?
It's going to be something like, it's like,
I don't know, man.
Okay. Well, reveal all hints. Oh, never mind. The hit musical based on the life of a B-movie Argentinian actress who eventually became the wife of Argentinian president Antonio Banderas. Evita. Never heard of it.
I have heard of that, actually.
She did do a movie that was...
So she played an Argentinian woman?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, Madonna movie.
Madonna movie.
Swept Away is what I was thinking. Swept Away. Sandcastle's close. Okay. The Eddie Murphy. We probably should have stopped. It's called Metro. No, never. San Francisco Metro.
Of course.
We should have stopped recording before we did this.
Okay, don't.
Okay.
Bad Ninja.
Bad Ninja?
Go up to the thing. Just type Ninja. Beverly Hills Ninja.
Checker Ninja?
No. Beverly Hills Ninja. I'm sure of it.
Beverly Hills Ninja. Sorry. Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes. That's got to be it.
Wow. Yes! Look at that. Beverly Hills Ninja. Oh. Yeah, there he is in white.
Yes, in white. Thank you.
Kung I feel great Fool. About that. Kung Fool.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. You're in a really bad spot, though.
Well.
I'm proud of myself. That was great.
I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you.
Proud of us for hitting 65 episodes and hopefully 66.
And then a few more after that.
To think of a good one for that one.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just be
totally unrelated to that particular number.
It'll be a movie about religion or Christianity or something.
Mm. Passion of the Christ.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
All right, just any final words?
No. Not really. I'm happy that you came over. It's nice to see your face and your facial hair that you don't have a mustache. And thank you for bringing desserts.
Well, okay, the mustache just grows darker than the rest, I guess. But it shouldn't be my, any different.
My this part grows darker than the rest. My chin. Oh, sorry. You're hovering over the time because we're running out of time.
No, no, we're not. That's just how you stop.
Ooh, hit an hour.
Well, I'm sure everybody is thinking about you and your big trip. So good luck.
Thank you very much. Maybe this we can quickly do a segment on, like, just to end it, to close us out. Just like a, not ASMR, but like helping somebody if they were trying to fall asleep. Because by this time, people have probably already fallen asleep. But if there's still one straggler, we could be like, thank you for listening. And that bed is nice and comfortable. And the sweet dreams are coming. And you won't wake up in a fright to your girlfriend without a face. And it won't happen for a second time either.
She wasn't technically his girlfriend.
And you will sleep and rest easy and nice. And it'll be nice and cool in the bedroom. Like, no one can sleep when the room's really hot, right?
We have a fan going.
Yeah, we got a fan. We got a fan as well. Keep the window open. It's nice and cool. Nothing like a nice, cool bedroom for sleep.
Do you keep the door closed for the cats?
I do keep the door closed. No cats allowed in the bedroom while sleeping.
And they're fine with that?
Yep. Okay. They're used to it. And sweet dreams, everyone.